Woodbury Reports with your host, Lon Woodbury, talking with leading professionals about how parents and others can help their struggling teens, preteens, and young adults. Now here's your host, Lon Woodbury.
Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. Today is April 14th, 2017, and I have Gail Saylor on the line. Gail, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, Gail is the president and the CEO of North Star Academy in Maryland. That's a school for kids that have been making poor decisions, teenagers. She's worked in addiction, mental, and mental health field for about 35 years, and we're going to talk today about transition. The topic title, Transition, a Vital Part of an Intervention. Now, what I mean by intervention is where the adults come in and help a kid that's making poor decisions. And not, it's not just they go grab the kid to take off, like popularized on TV, but it's something to design to help the kid get back onto track. And so that's my understanding of intervention. And transition, well, a little bit of the background as I understand it. Generally, people think, well, the kid's got the problem, and so let's send him off, intervention, send him to a therapeutic boarding school or whatever, and get him fixed, and he'll come back. And the transition from the school back, there's several transitions here, but one of the transitions is when they finish the program, transition back so that it doesn't completely take away all the benefits that have been gained. So let's talk about the transition or your understanding of transitions and what's going on in your program.
Sure. So you know, the first thing we have to realize is that teens are at a real critical stage in development and that they are undergoing huge physical and neurological changes. So those are transitions in and of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Transitioning in their body, transitioning in their brain, And their social world is expanding. They're driven toward their peers for reinforcement. They're moving from middle school to high school, where everything counts in their minds. Grades, extracurricular activities, peer group acceptance, are all transitions and all add new and increasing pressures. And then if you add to that, what's going on at home? And it could be good or bad. Is maybe dad just got a big promotion or mom just got a big promotion and they're away from home 2 or 3 days a week and it puts pressure on the family system. Maybe it's a difficult transition, like someone in the family is very ill. So we need to understand what's going on in their lives. And, you know, it seems like some kids can just breeze through that. Other kids, it is very difficult. They don't have the resiliency or the skills to move through and deal with those transitions on their own.
Yeah, that's a definition I sort of used of a kid, is they're going through the transitions and they're not handling it very well. And also another from what you said, it could be they're just so overwhelmed. What's happening to them is so out there that they can't handle it, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even adults, you know, research has shown that handling more than 3 transitions at a time, positive or negative, puts an extraordinary amount of stress on the individual. Why should teens be any different?
True.
So they're not. And what we want to do is understand that the transitions that a teen is going through impact their whole family system. So if they're struggling, we know the whole system is struggling. So in terms of intervening to get them help, it really is understanding that while we think that they're the focus of the problem at the moment, they're really just the member of the family system that's symptomatic right now. And we need to look at everything and making sure that everyone gets the type of assistance they need. So, you know, working with kids at North Star, we won't work with the kid whose parents won't be in treatment also, because the whole family system needs some work, and What we know for a fact, if you look at the research done by Dr. Judith Landau in the ARISE model of intervening, which is evidence-based, the family system is the basic unit of support in our society. So our goal needs to be not just to address that whole family system and create a long-term support for everyone, helping everyone look and live healthily.
So one of the things you might say is when you don't enroll just the kid, you enroll the whole family, or at least the kid and the parents. They have to be part of the solution, or it's going to be a waste of time. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. We enroll the family, and we work with the family unit, however they define it. We have every configuration of family you can imagine. And yes, siblings are welcome. And sometimes the grandparents will be involved. It really depends on that individual family and what they need. And each kid, when they're working at North Star in particular, every child who comes in has a primary therapist. Every family has a family therapist, and they're not the same person. They work on the same team, but they're not the same person. So that the family therapist is addressing the family systems problems, and the primary therapist is assisting the adolescent in working through their issues and how they're going to present them to the family.
How are the logistics handled of this, of the family? Because I assume there's a lot of face-on work in that. Can you handle kids that are from a significant distance away?
Not right now. Right now, we work with kids in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. We're right on the metro. And because we don't have a residential facility, it's important. One of the things that's really important is that in many cases, we're the first stop when the family is bringing a kid home from residential treatment or wilderness programs. And that's really important work because our program would look to a parent who's had a child in residential treatment. The program looks like a residential treatment program in terms of the amounts of therapeutics that are involved, but they're going home to sleep at night, and the parents are coming in and working in the program on their issues, again, 2 to 4 hours a week in the evenings, or depending on the family schedule, sometimes during the day, but the entire family is in treatment. And what we're looking at is how to help the kids, in terms of their computer lives. I would say to you, they need a reboot. The kids who come to us, they need a reboot. They kind of need a timeout, a reboot, and we're transitional. Our goal is always to get these kids back to the most mainstream school environment that they can handle.
So in a sense, you're trying
to... And that's important.
Absolutely. So in a sense, you're trying to create a transition for them to transition them back to mainstream.
Absolutely. And feel and be successful. Because the anxiety after everything they've gone through, the fear of failing when they try again is really high. And so we spend a great deal of time helping them reintegrate into their home school. Really try, when I say homeschool, I mean the school that they came from or the school that they're going to. It may be a different one. But we really tried slowly and supportively to get them back in a mainstream school in a way and with tools, kind of like tools in their own tool chest, to deal with the stressors that they had so much trouble with before.
What kind of reaction do you get to the kids that are enrolled when they're first there? Are they resistant? Are they afraid?
Well, we get two kinds. We get the kid who won't get out of the car the first day, and we go down and we talk to them, and usually within the week, they're fine. Mm-hmm. We get the kid who comes in bouncing in like this is going to be a breeze, and then when they start to realize that they're going to work on themselves, we start to see some resistance. But generally, we work with them, and the underpinning that we've created is engages three different evidence-based practices, the first being positive youth development, the second being adolescent therapeutic community, and the third being transitional family systems therapy. So the kids all know that this is their community, and we all are in recovery from something. And one of the things we teach is empathy. You know, we don't all have the same problems, but all of us are dealing with something in our lives. How do we create space to help each other? So we really do talk about the value of community. And with adolescents, it's perfect because they're driven for their peer approval anyway. Mm-hmm. So it fosters really more positive behavior, really efforts to begin to look at, gee, maybe if my peers are saying this to me, maybe it's something I do need to look at. And we do it, you know, we use talk therapies, we use a lot of experiential therapies, but we really do try to get them to look at that and develop leadership skills and redevelop self-esteem. Work very closely with the staff who role model the same behavior. We always tell them, we have community meetings twice a week where we sit and talk about what are we as a community, and that includes the staff. What are we doing well? What could we do better? You know, how could we do better? What should we change? And we do that, we take that down to the individual level. And we really teach them to assess themselves and their behavior and performance honestly, and understanding how to look at what they're doing and set goals for themselves that are realistic, and to credit themselves with achieving them, and that if they miss, it's not the end of the world. Pick yourself up. Let's try again next time.
Could you give me an example of how the kids are going through this, the transitions, all these transitions? How do you use the natural tendency toward transitions to be a healing, have healing results?
Well, just healing results come from regaining a sense of control of themselves and what's happening to them. So again, with the sense of community and sitting both with their individual therapist, with their family therapist, with each other, really being able to understand, you know what, I understand you're upset today. Maybe it sounds like maybe this was because you had a sinus infection. That's normal behavior. And what we need to do is help them understand and assess what is normal adolescent behavior and what is problematic behavior. What can we do? What tools can we give you? Because, you know, if you have an anxiety disorder, you're going to have an anxiety disorder. Mm-hmm. The issue is, what are the tools in your toolbox to allow you to succeed having an anxiety disorder?
How many students do you have, or how large is the community? Because it sounds like community, the sense of community, is an important part of the process.
Oh, the sense of community is an important part of the process. And we generally keep the community to about 25 kids at any given time, because we want to do really individual work and we want them to really operate as a community. And trust me, they're teenagers. We deal with drama. You know?
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, well, we've about used up our time already. Could you sort of wrap it up and give a little bit more description about your school, types of kids you deal with, and how long you've been around, and contact information?
Sure. Well, I would say we're called North Star Academy, and the thing that people need to know is that we are primarily a clinical program with school support. So we work with the kids on their curriculum from the school that they have been enrolled in. Most of them come to us on medical leave from their school for the day treatment program, and if they come to the after-school program, it's all clinical, although they have some time to do studying and all of that. Mm-hmm. So So we are primarily clinical, and our role and our goal is to work with these kids toward their success in school, socially, et cetera, as they go on. We work with kids. We've worked with kids right up to them going away to college. And so the kids that we're working with have special needs in terms of what's going to make them successful. And they leave here with a toolbox, and their family leaves here with a toolbox to move forward.
Okay, and what age range? Is it all high school kids or a little older?
No, 13, middle school to high school, 13 to 18 or until they graduate high school. So we've had some kids who turn 19 here before they complete school. And also we have some kids who, because of some of the issues they've dealt with, we will work with them to get their GED instead of completing a traditional school.
All right. So if somebody had a question and wanted to talk to you more about your concept of transitions or talk about the school, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, very easily. They can reach us at 240-669-9094, and they can ask for me or our community outreach person.
Okay, and you have a website?
We do. It's NorthStarAcademy-MetroDC.com.
Okay, well, very good. Well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. We've been talking with Gail Saylor. She's the president and CEO of North Star Academy in Maryland, and we've been talking about transitions, a vital part of an intervention. Well, thank you very much. Good visiting. Good talking with you, Gail.
Good talking to you. Thank you, Lon.